Methodist.
Methodist, uh-huh.
Three different churches, all there was at that
uh-huh.
time.
And they all had regular preachers.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. All of them at that time did.
Well, now, I understand that back in the old days, some churches would have a preacher who would come in, you know, every once in a while, didn't live in town, but he'd ride a circuit or something and visit all the different churches. Were there any of those
well,
churches in this area?
Now, there was. I believe the Methodist church had that. The preacher lived at Gledville, I believe. And it seems to me that he maybe preached there one Sunday, and then it maybe Collins next son and up here mm-hmm. and they just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Had him a kind of a circuit. He preached through and in, you know.
Is there a term, what? A name to that kind of preacher?
No, I don't know mm-hmm. where they are now.
Preacher.
No, I know, of course, my wife being a member of the Primitive Baptist Church where we are now, but they... The preacher's been preaching for us, lives in Savannah. But now, they have a preacher at the Missionary Baptist Church, and then they got the pastor in, you know, right next to it. But these preachers that's been preaching these other churches, I think more or less, they live right next to the churches, you know,
uh-huh.
the pastor close.
Well, have you ever heard people talk about a jackleg preacher? You familiar with that term?
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I sure do not.
Let me see what else I need to ask you. I need to ask you about the weather. Would you carry me again through the seasons of the year and tell me what the weather was like in the different seasons when you were doing the different things, you know, with the farm?
Well, like to me this morning, I...
What, you mean cold or heat?
Yeah, whether it was cold or hot, whether it was rainy, whether it was windy, you know, just that kind of thing.
Well, like I told you this morning, I... Certain seasons of the year would be wet. Certain seasons of the year would be cold, that is, in the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the fall of the year, it would be cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the spring of the year, it would be cooler. And then, of course, in the summertime, it would be hot, you know, that is, June, July, and August.
Uh-huh. Does it ever snow here?
It has snowed here a few times that I can remember. I'll say three or four times, not more than that in my lifetime, since I can remember, because... Seemed like 1964 we had a pretty white snow here.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 68 or 69 had a little snow, not too much at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then prior to that, a few years, seemed like we had a little snow. But I'll say four different times all I remember
uh-huh.
the snow coming
mm-hmm.
here.
Well, what about frost? Do you have frost here?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have frost every November and December.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. Will you talk about some different kinds of fruits? Either fruits that are raised here or fruits that are brought into stores?
What you mean, like oranges and apples and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's no fruit of... Well, there might be some pears or... Seems to me that I've heard a few people having a few orange trees of it, but now I've never seen none grow. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking if there's frost here, they probably don't grow very many oranges.
No. But now, the fruit that comes to this area, I think comes from Florida or Virginia or places like that, from off, you know, so far as I know. Now, I've heard people speak about having a lemon tree or orange tree or banana tree or something like that, but I've never seen none that's grown
mm-hmm.
on those trees that I remember. I've never seen none of them.